This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Kate Daly from the Kate Daly Show. I hope you had a great Independence Day. And I really mean Independence Day. I hate it when people call it July 4th. But you know what? It was an interesting day. Am I right? We've got a lot going on in this country. So much so, I was actually asked to be on C-SPAN, and so I went on C-SPAN in the morning, and I was probably exaggerating quite a bit in my answers, but I felt like exaggeration sometimes maybe can be an answer to hopefully wake a few people up to what we're having to incur in this country. And I really loved my Independence Day. I hope we all do. I hope we all value our liberty. And so in this hour, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Naomi Wolf. And, you know, I would have to say probably we would be at the opposite ends of spectrum on our politics. But where we come together is in her brilliant brand new book, The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. We are in a war. When Biden administration, the Brandon administration, King Fraud a Lot, asked for $88 billion for the new pandemic, well, what did he ask for the money for? Biodefense. Well, how do you know what to create in a biodefense if you don't know what someone's going to do to you? It doesn't make sense, right? Well, nothing makes sense. Nothing at all. Nothing at all makes sense. So let me just tell you, they know exactly what's coming. And I'm sure the $88 billion was money laundering to whoever, I guess, wanted to pad their pocket. They know exactly what's coming and when. And here's the other thing. They never mention who the enemy might be. In the Bloomberg article, all these articles, they never ever talk about who is coming to get us, who's out to get us. Just the fact that they know that something's coming. We have the shots. We have people dying. We have babies dying. We have babies getting sick. And those articles that Alex just showed are so important because they're telling the tale. It's not like some theory. They're saying it. The headline for Bloomberg was Biden to unveil plan for next pandemic while seeking $88 billion in funds. Is that not telling? Biden to unveil plan for next pandemic. No, it really does. It says a lot. We are in a situation where even Dr. David Martin is saying 700 million worldwide will die from COVID-19 vaccines by 2028. I would imagine we'll have a lot more deaths sooner because it's inflaming the autoimmune. It's inflaming cancer. If you've got something in your body, it's going to bring it to the surface. I know a huge cancer institute that was telling certain cancer patients not to take any of the shots. And where are we going to find ourselves? And all of us have loved ones that have taken these shots, don't we? Even if you haven't, you probably know somebody that has, or maybe you have. Is there a detox on the planet that's big enough? No. No. And so you can try. There are some detoxes. But when Biden says our next pandemic is coming and we're just sure somebody's out to get us, but we don't really want to name who, you know there's no enemy, right? There's no enemy. And the only thing we're united in this country is poverty right now, trying to fill up at the gas tank, trying to afford groceries, trying to dine out. You can't do any of the things that you used to do, and it's only going to get worse. And I don't mean that as a scare tactic. That's just our reality. The farmers are saying, look, we don't have enough food coming. And on top of that, you're going to have people very, very sick. What is pharma like? Pharma likes patients. And they've made patients out of just about everybody in America. Everybody's on prescriptions. People are taking these shots like they're candy. Oh my gosh, another shot? How can I inject my baby? We've had so many baby deaths. Extremely scary. We have to stop this madness. We have to get people informed. And I'm glad that people can reach across the aisle to do that. I'm glad Naomi Wolf wrote a book, The Bodies of Others. It's a very, very powerful book to show you what Pfizer's doing. I've read through the Pfizer documents. They're scary as hell. They're telling the tale, and we need to listen. They're telling you exactly what they're going to do to you. They don't like you. They're humanists. That doesn't mean they like humans. It means they hate you. It means we're bottom feeders. We're scum. So we have to fight this as a community. We'll be right back into the country. I'll be right back with Dr. Naomi Wolf. I'm Kate Daly, your guest.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in Double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, the Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com and The Kate Daly Show. I'm so glad to be able to bring Naomi Wolf on, Dr. Naomi Wolf. She has done a brilliant book called The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and The War Against the Human. This book has some of the most compelling evidence you're going to hear on the vaccines, what is going on, and the war truly against humanity. These people do not like humanity, and I'm really glad to have you on here to discuss this because there are so many details people do not know. Welcome to the program, Naomi Wolf. How are you?
I'm good, Kate. Thank you so much for having me. It's actually really an honor for me to be back. I remember in 2008, Alex Jones was one of the first people to take seriously the threat to liberty that I was describing at that time in my book, The End of America, and we had a fantastic conversation. So thank you for all that you do.
Oh, so glad. Naomi, let's start. There's so many things emerging from the FDA documents in regard to the, I can't even say harmful, the deadly Pfizer COVID shots. Let's talk about this with pregnant women and their preborn children, because the target is on the babies right now. They had to get it through to the babies so that they could get the relief from any lawsuits, right, for the liability. So they had to make sure all could receive this vaccine so they could get on the list. Isn't that correct?
Well, that's, I think, Kate, certainly a huge part of it, and that's what our lawyers are telling us, that they are further shielded from liability, and there's going to be massive liability from these harms and deaths and the damage we're seeing from these injections, in years and days to come. But in addition, I do see that there's a larger agenda in targeting our children and our babies. I mean, this, all of these policies that I identify in the bodies of others that have taken aim at humanity, like nothing less than humanity, in the last 2 years, using the pandemic as cover, the real goal is to get at our kids and to change our kids and to change the next generation. So this, the injections actually target the whole reproductive cycle, everything from conception to gestation to birth to lactation. But if you look at the bigger picture, too, it fits in with, the policies that kept our kids home from school, policies so they couldn't be socialized or learn, policies that covered their faces so they couldn't learn how to be expressive or how to read human expression to make them more like Asperger's-y children, even if they are totally normal. Policies that indoctrinate them at an elementary school level or middle school level to confuse them. Policies at the school level to separate children from the authority of families. Policies that say if you're 12 years old, you can decide to have a life-changing injection. These are, policies designed to kill off what I call the Americanness in our children. And, larger, looking at all of Western Europe and Australia, the Westernness in the next generation, they want a next generation of serfs and injured, damaged serfs. And so you put the indoctrination together with the injections, and that's what you're going to get.
Oh, my gosh, it's horrifying. And truly, talk about this for just a moment. 270 women got pregnant during this study, correct? Do you want to go talk about that just a little bit?
Yeah, Kate, and I'll give a little bit of background, if I may, about what this project is so people understand how historic it is. So basically, I'm not a medical doctor, but when the Pfizer documents, these 55,000 internal secret documents, were released under court order, and the FDA had asked court to keep them concealed for 75 years, right, long after we're dead and gone, and the court said no, well, lay people like myself, you know, like other journalists, were not able to understand them the way experts can. So I put out a call, and War Room put out a call, and we got 3,000 respondents, and these are experts. And so it's a team of physicians, RNs, biostatisticians, medical fraud investigators, lab scientists, research scientists, and they're all reading through these documents and issuing reports that anyone can understand and read if you go to dailycloud.io. But the kind of backstory is what they found is a crime against humanity of a massive scale. And I'm going to fast forward and skip over the thousands of you know, data points about harms to adults, neurological disorders, 1,200 deaths, 4 people dying the day they're injected, strokes, heart attacks, you know, thrombocytopenia, blood clots of all kinds. I'll skip over all the bad things that Pfizer knew and did anyway, and I'll get to the kids because I think that's where, you know, you'd like me to focus. So basically, pregnant women were excluded from the trials. But as you know, pregnant women all over North America and Western Europe were assured that these injections were safe and effective for pregnant women and their babies. Even the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology assured these women that it was fine. However, this was based on no pregnant women in studies, right? But 44 French rats who were followed for 42 days, and they weren't even allowed to give birth. Their rat fetuses were autopsied, and the doctors and scientists said, oh, they're fine. They didn't check to see if they were born normal weight, if they had normal reactions, if they grew normally. They're fine. These fetuses are fine. So it's safe and effective for pregnant women. But these doctors and scientists were shareholders and employees of Pfizer and BioNTech, which makes the vaccine. As you just described, there, nonetheless, 270 women got pregnant during the internal trials. And by law, Pfizer is supposed to follow them and report on what happened to them and to their babies. Well, they didn't. 234 of those women, they're gone. They and their babies are gone. There's no evidence at all in the internal trials of what became of them, if they even survived, if the babies survived. But we do have 36 women who were followed out of that 270, and their babies were followed. 28 of them lost their babies. 28 of 36. And I could go on and on if you wish me to about the bigger picture of a baby die-off and other harms to gestation, conception, lactation. Would you like me to continue or pause to process?
Yes. We still have a couple of minutes before we go to break. So yes, and I do want to talk about the adults too. There's so much to know. But please expand just a little bit for a few minutes.
Sure. So what you see in the internal documents is that Pfizer defines exposure to the vaccine as including conception, sexual intercourse, especially at the moment of conception. So what does that mean? Who knows? We don't know, right? But they also define it as inhalation and skin contact and lactation. So what you see with these injections is that the ingredients target the placenta, I'll say, and target the fetus in the sense that the lipid nanoparticles, which encase the mRNA, right, and they're covered in polyethylene glycol, which is a petroleum product, these are hard, fatty particles. And the Pfizer documents show that they don't stay in the injection site, which is what you're told. They go through the whole bloodstream in 48 hours. They lodge in the ovaries. Remember I said they target conception all the way to childbirth, and also the liver, the adrenals, the lymph nodes. And the spleen. So let's go back to the placenta. So all these pregnant women were told it doesn't cross the placenta. Well, it does. These are designed to cross the blood-brain barrier. So these lipid nanoparticles are in the amniotic fluid. They're in the fetal environment. What you see is that it harms lactation. This is so important. four of the women who were lactating, the injected women, in the Pfizer documents, their breast milk turned blue-green. And Dr. Harvey Rich hypothesizes that this indicates a problem with blood. Of course, breast milk is made built up of blood and lymph. Both of these are compromised with the injections. And then there's polyethylene glycol in vaccinated women's breast milk. So again, a petroleum byproduct. This stuff is in antifreeze. It's in white strips. It's in things you're not supposed to ingest. So there's trace amounts of PEG in women's breast milk now if they're vaccinated. And so an NIH study has just shown that babies are ingesting this, and they're having not consolable. They're having failure to thrive. They're agitated. They're sleepless. And breastfeeding has dropped to 14% of vaccinated women. It also suppresses lactation. And then fast forward to neonatal death.
Oh, we'll talk about this right when we come back more with Dr. Naomi Wolf. The book is called The Body of Others. This is the book you need to get. It lays it all out completely. Be right back on the Alex Jones Show.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the groom?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
To the Alex Jones Show. So glad you're listening in today because this is such important information. And truly one of the ways to fight this is to be able to be educated in exactly what is happening to us. And Pfizer is having to bring out these documents and tell us exactly what they wanted to hide for 75 years because of a verdict, Del Bigtree and some others working on that for you and I, so that you and I would know what exactly was going on in these studies. And it's pretty horrific. Remember back to the swine flu. They shut that entire program down for 50 deaths. 50. And look at the death toll right now. The death toll the media ignores and is not talking about. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. I have Dr. Naomi Wolf on. Her book is The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. It's a brilliant book. And I had to bring her on today because you have to understand what's in this book so that you can help your family, so you can help your family members and friends and neighbors. This is something that needs to be talked about and talked about widely right now because we do have the Pfizer documents. We do have all of these things from the FDA to show what they're doing. There's no conspiracy. They're admitting what they're doing. Back with you, Naomi. Thank you for coming on because this is huge. And you had just talked about a baby die-off. And let's go back to that because I as much as you want to talk about these documents and what they say, I'm game. Everybody needs to know.
Everyone needs to know, exactly. And what's astonishing to me as a journalist of 35 years, and I've been a columnist for The Guardian and The Sunday Times of London, and, you know, I've written for The New York Times and The Washington Post. Literally, it's crickets. Like, this is the biggest story, not just of our time. I think it's the biggest story maybe of human written history. This is a global genocide is underway, and literally none of the legacy media is touching it. So not only am I delighted that people are listening, or relieved, I should say, but I hope they'll tell everyone, because it's literally word of mouth that's going to save the next generation and ourselves now. So the baby die-off, to pick up this tragic subject. So I should also mention that the journal Andrology just came out with a study showing that these injections suppress sperm counts and sperm motility, meaning that not only by a factor, an average of 21%. So not only do men who are vaccinated have fewer sperm, but their sperm are less active, and so they are less good at inseminating a female. And so there you've got this 360-degree damage to conception, damage to insemination, damage to lactation, damage to gestation. So now you get the baby die-off. There are a number of signals that a journalist named Aitana Hecht, who has covered the Daily Cloud War Room research volunteers' work, identified that show that babies are dying off around the world if their mothers are vaccinated or if they're in highly vaccinated countries. So in Ontario, Canada, they usually have 5 or 6 neonatal deaths. And in the same time period, a Canadian doctor pointed out they had 86 newborn deaths. In Scotland, highly vaccinated country, in 2021 into 2022, the Scottish Herald, the BBC have been reporting a doubling of newborn deaths, a doubling of newborn deaths, doubling of average. In Haifa, in a hospital called Rambam Hospital, 34% higher rates of newborn deaths spontaneous miscarriages and spontaneous abortions to vaccinated mothers as opposed to unvaccinated, which are at normal levels. And Hungary, a parliamentarian just came forward in the country of Hungary to point out that that they were suffering a 20% drop in the birth rate. So you're seeing these harms signaled around the world of drops in birth rate and of newborn deaths, neonatal deaths. And, you know, inside the Pfizer documents, you see these horrific examples. I'll just add one more data point. A group of Israeli journalists who are women, and it's interesting that a lot of people like you and me are docking, and Eitana Hecht is over, you know, covering this, and these Israeli journalists, like, it's understandably, it's women who are kind of trying to rattle the cages and say, this is such a big deal. This is so important. Pay attention. So Israeli journalists have looked at the VAERS database, this government database, and found that there are 56 babies who were injected with mRNA vaccines. I don't even know how, because this isn't legal to inject in little babies yet, not in North America, and I don't know other civilized countries that are injecting little kids and babies. But of these 56 babies that were injected, the majority had multi-organ system failure, seizures, respiratory collapse, and there's no indication of whether they survived or died. So this is what they're rolling out now. This is what is under discussion right now, that the FDA wants to authorize for six-month-olds to just under fives. And I need to say one more thing before, you know, that this is all not grotesque enough. There's a horrible problem with dosages. In other words, I've become convinced, and I might as well, you know, I've been saying it because I don't care. I have nothing to lose at this point, you know, and like humanity's future depends on our knowing the truth. I'm convinced this is a bioweapon, that the injection is a bioweapon, and you cannot look at the harms, the scale of deaths and injuries and strokes and heart attacks and thrombotic events and lung clots and blood clots in these documents without, like, this is not politics as usual. It's not a, you know, greedy pharma company. I've been a political consultant to a White House and to a vice president. This is not normal politics. You don't let this be done to the American people month after month after month for 14 months and then move on to their babies, you know, with these kinds of damages, unless it's a captured White House. So I thoroughly believe that this is an attack on the West, certainly on America. 34,000 out of the 42,000 plus cases with horrible harms, an average of three bad problems per case in the internal documents are in the United States. The next biggest tranche is Western Europe, Britain, Germany, France, Italy. I think you see a pattern. Then on to Spain, Portugal, and Greece. Of all the other 56 countries where this was rolled out, that amounts to only 7,000 total adverse events. So this, I raise this because the Pfizer documents show that you can kill people selectively very, very easy, or damage them selectively very, very easily by changing the dosages. There's 100 micrograms in Moderna for adults. There's 30 micrograms, oh my God, in adult doses for Pfizer. But in the internal documents, they concede that 100 micrograms is too high. It's dangerous. And they dropped it internally because of the adverse events. Well, Pfizer announced that they were using 100 micrograms for little kids and babies. And I had the producer of the show I was on check that. Could that be right? Because that is too dangerous for adult humans. And then they scaled it down to 50 micrograms. Still too high, right? That's higher than Pfizer's micrograms for adults. And now they're saying, oh, it's 3 micrograms. Well, that's the same amount that an 11-year-old is getting. And you're going to give that to a tiny 6-month-old, 17-pound baby, and there are other harms. For instance, if you, right. Pfizer's labels are mislabeled. I'll finish with this. And so they're saying you can leave it out for 12 hours. Well, it's dangerous if you leave it out for more than 2 hours because you live in
We're going to come right back. More with Naomi Wolf. Don't miss this. Sometimes.
We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host, with my guest, Dr. Naomi Wolf. The book is The Body of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. She also wrote a brilliant article for my friend Lou Rockwell, lourockwell.com, called Dear Friends, Sorry to Announce a Genocide. You can't say it any more than that, and that's not an exaggeration. We are looking at a genocide. When I said that in 1976, when they shut down the vaccine they were trying to give everybody for the swine flu, after 50 deaths, the FDA even admitted they had lied, and 50 deaths, they pulled it. But not with this. And there's so much evidence out there about all of the deaths. And I'm so glad that, Naomi, that you talked about the dosing. The dosing is important. There's different dosing for different batches. They're giving the same, this huge adult dosage to children. Why are they doing this? And also, you know, when Biden asked for $88 billion for the next genocide that they're trying to plan, he said it was for bio weapon defense. No, it's not. It's for bioweapons against us. That's what it's for. There's nobody out to get us except for them. Except for all of these people that are running this country right now that really think this is a good idea to just get rid of us and humanity because, you know, we're bottom feeders, right? Isn't that the message? And so tell us more about this. And I do have a question for you, actually, Naomi. Is there a difference in the potency of the first shot that they tried to get everybody to get? And many, many people went down and got it because they were so afraid and it was fear porn was everywhere. They got the first shot, but they didn't get the subsequent boosters. Is there a difference that you're seeing between getting just the first shot, no boosters, or were the boosters more of the issue than the first shot? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a great question. I mean, for sure, the brand matters. There's no question that Moderna was more lethal or is more lethal than Pfizer. And a study has come out showing adverse events correlate exactly to what I had hypothesized. It's not, again, it's not rocket science. The more of these active ingredients, the lipid nanoparticles, the mRNA, the spike protein, the more damage, the more adverse events. So I guess I wouldn't say it's shot, you know, the first shot versus the second shot, but what is 1,000% proven, which is why, you know, I beg my loved ones, you have to make your own decision, right? But, you know, Pfizer knew within a month that these injections didn't work. They had waning efficacy or failure to, you know, vaccine failure. So I beg my loved ones not to get boosters because what you do see, and again, like, can you remember ever when a vaccine was like a two-shot series? It's just weird. No one ever explained the mechanism of it. But to me, this is even more evidence that this is a bioweapon because there's a study in August of 2021 done by six Chinese scientists. This is not an ethnic observation. They're Chinese. They're based in Hong Kong, meaning they have to do what the CCP tells them to do. And there's a lot of CCP partnership, which I can talk about in more detail, around manufacturing and distributing and owning the tech of these shops. So I do think that the people out to get us include the CCP. I think this is a bioweapon, you know, engineered and distributed by the CCP with a hostage U.S. White House. But this study showed that the first injection did some damage, and then the second injection did more damage. So it's really those lipid nanoparticles, I believe. These materials don't just kind of vanish or provoke an immune response. They accumulate in your body, it would appear from this study. And this study, you can look at the graphic. It's quite terrifying. You can put it in your socials. It shows these mice that they injected, one with into the arm, right, or the muscle, I should say, and the other into the bloodstream, and I'll get to why that's important in a minute. But the mice that were injected in the bloodstream, their hearts visibly enlarged, like they've got these gigantically, grotesquely enlarged hearts with visible white patches on their hearts. You can see them with the naked eye, and it was bad with the first one and catastrophic with the second one. There were also cytokine storms and liver damage. So the reason I bring up, so that's why, like I say, I beg my loved ones no more boosters, because it's bad with one, worse with the next. But what strikes me too is there's so much damage when it goes into the bloodstream. Well, the CDC and the the NHS in Britain changed their guidance to doctors and nurses in the last 2 years so that they no longer aspirate the needle. So what that means is it's more likely to go into the bloodstream than to stay in the muscle. And that's where you get the horribly toxic effects. And so this, in addition to dosages and in addition to room temperature, right, versus being chilled, these are three ways that you can target populations. You know, just by tweaking the delivery of the injection, the way it's diluted, or how long it stayed outside of the refrigerator. And I mention this because we're getting signals like, I began to notice this anecdotally in my upstate New York town, because all of the people in all of our neighboring towns, or many, I should say, who were like the hubs of the community, who knew everything about, you know, where the bodies were buried, who knew everything about how things were done, you know, at a local level in terms of government, they died right away of heart attacks after they were injected. And I also noticed there was a news story about 50 Austrian mayors who were in good health, men in their 40s and 50s, no health problems, dropped dead after the injection. So what I'm trying to say is that it's the easiest thing in the world to target dissidents or to target local officials or to target, you know, the military. I mean, there are whistleblowers pointing out that our military has off the charts adverse events. What dose did they get? You know, what temperature did they get it at? How much was it diluted? What brand? It would be the easiest thing in the world to take out the military of the United States. China is not giving these vaccines to their own people. I mentioned Chinese American, or not American. We're told Pfizer and BioNTech are German companies. Well, they're not. They're German Chinese companies. And Pfizer raced to do an MOU with BioNTech in January of 2020 before anyone knew how serious the pandemic was going to be. They wanted that technology. They wanted to roll it out. Well, BioNTech is partnered with Fosun Pharmaceuticals in Shanghai, and they're making 1 billion doses. Well, that's more than, but again, China isn't using these vaccines. Where are these 1 billion doses going, right? And the SEC filing, and it was the CEO of Fosun Pharmaceuticals as a senior CCP official. So the SEC filing for BioNTech shows 100% tech transfer to China at the end of 2021. 100% tech transfer to China. Doesn't say to a Chinese individual or a Chinese company. It says to China, like the country of China, the Chinese Communist Party. So now in 2022, you know, there is a Chinese kind of ownership of what does tech mean? I'm a tech CEO. It could mean a bunch of different things. Could mean the IP, the intellectual property. Could mean the formula, right? It could mean the manufacturing process, distribution methods. We don't know. But we know that this is no longer a German company with an FDA doing checks and balances. It, you know, to me, as someone who writes about geopolitics, this is the perfect way for China to make war on the West and to take out our kids, to take out our armed forces, to take out leaders, and basically to tenderize the population in advance of whatever their next move is going to be.
Oh, my gosh. Everything you're saying, amen to. I'm so glad you're speaking out about this. We have so much more to tell you. But you're right about that drip system. I call it the drip system because all of these subsequent shots that you have to get. Isn't it interesting with some mystery virus that they told us it was a big mystery? They didn't know what it was, even though they started absolutely manufacturing this. And it's not really a vaccine, as we all know, the mRNA shot, long before they even named COVID. But what's interesting is how did they know they needed some sort of booster? No time really went by after the first shot to even calculate or know or assess whether or not you needed more shots and more shots and more shots. So it's a definite cover-up. So I'm hoping that people will realize what a cover-up this is, because this whole drip system, they couldn't put everything into one shot. Otherwise, you'd lose your customer base pretty quickly. You have to want to tie into the subsequent boosters and then tell yourself, well, I could have been more sick. Even though I'm still getting COVID, I could have been more sick had I not gotten it, which is a total farce. So we have all these people getting sick with these shots, the immune system going down. It's ridiculous. We'll be right back, more with Naomi Wolf. So grateful for her book called The Bodies of Others, The New Authoritarians, COVID-19 and the War Against the Human. I'm Kate Dallas.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from the Kate Daly Show at katedalyradio.com. So glad to have Dr. Naomi Wolf with me because her book, The Bodies of Others, is a must-have. You must give this to family members and friends. When you care about people, you tell them the truth, regardless of how they'll react. I don't care how anyone reacts anymore. Just tell the truth. And that's what Naomi is doing. And there's so many things here. Of course, you can go to Daily Clout with a T, dailyclout.io, and help out, volunteer, and look at all of those documents. The book, The Bodies of Others, it's brilliant. And every time a doctor has said, oh, it's safe, even when it had been on the market for 5 minutes, nobody ever asks, how do you know that, since we all know it just came out? How can you say it's safe? But the medical industry is so co-opted now. It is insane how the NIH runs the show for all the hospitals, and the hospitalists is what they call themselves now, and the doctors. And so when a doctor's behind it, people will believe. And that's one of the saddest things, is people are trying to believe their doctors, but the doctors are just getting told, you say this, and they're repeating it. Naomi, a lot of people are going to sit across the dinner table tonight after listening to you today and try to go back and remember, you know, what, oh my gosh, there were so many mind blowing things. In this last segment, what do you want people to know? What are the takeaways from this book and from this information that are so vital people really need to know?
Sure. Well, what we've been talking about here, Kate, is really the methodology, right? It's one of the tools. But the Bodies of Others kind of explains how we got here and what we can do about it. And so I'd like people to take away the core argument of the book, which is that there's a war against human beings. And, you know, I've got to credit Alex Jones again. Like, he was way out front with this, you know, back when we had an intact civil society and people could say, well, that's nuts. But now it is staring us in the face. But there's a war on human beings. And I think I add a dimension of analysis to it because I'm a tech CEO. So I understand that big tech, in alignment with the CCP and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Economic Forum, big tech is trying to remake the world in such a way as to leave us needing to ask permission of technology to be human and to dissolve and kill off human spaces, human assembly, human commerce. And they're up like an average of 20% net revenue in the last 2 years as a result of making war against human capabilities, you know, churches, schools, libraries, bookstores, human faces, covering human faces so we can't speak to each other, can't communicate. You know, this war on touch, don't touch grandma because you'll kill her. So that's the biggest takeaway. And then the examples of how we got here and what we can do about it, those are chapter by chapter. But the bottom line is you've been lied to on a massive, massive scale.
Oh, it just... I wish people could really realize how many people are involved in this, too, in the telling of these lies and to try to get this out to the public. They're so desperate. It just reeks of desperation. At this point, I think a lot of people are just kind of going like this because of the desperation to try to get these shots in. We're in the summertime in the heat, and they have people wearing masks still, and they have people that are wanting more shots. This is how diabolical this is. You know, Bill Gates just bought up farmland. Well, if he is so into climate change, then why is he buying up the planet if he thinks we're killing the planet? Nothing they do makes sense. And so I think that's really, truly what one of your messages is all the messages that people have received, they don't make sense. So you have to investigate. If you have a brain and a brain cell at this point, you have people dying around you from the age of 18 to 60 in record numbers, and they're calling it adult syndrome of death. I mean, for no apparent reason. Do you recognize that people are starting to go, now, wait a second here? I mean, is that what you're seeing?
Gosh, Kate, it really depends on where you are and who you're talking to. I definitely agree with you that the bad guys are on the defense. And this took a lot of work from a lot of people. There are a lot of patriots, you know, from left and right who kind of gave up on labels and said, we've got to join forces to save our country. A lot of lawsuits, Daily Cloud and Health Freedom Defense Fund, the lawyers who took the masks off of passengers on planes by suing the Biden administration successfully. We just sent a letter yesterday, a legal letter, to the FDA, a citizen petition to not inject children. And you know, brave people like Dr. McCullough, Dr. Malone, I mean, so many, you all, you know, have been fighting for 2 years to get the truth out. But it really depends. I do see cracks in the narrative for sure. My husband, who's a really excellent private investigator, showed me a video of kind of the core of the vaccine confidence program people, the core of the evildoers, and they were checking their progress a year on, and they were very angry and upset because no one's buying it. Trust in doctors, trust in the narrative, then, you know, the conditions for the next pandemic, which they assured us and each other, you know, are forthcoming. The conditions are bad because there are holdouts who will not take this injection no matter what. And you do see signs of hope. I mean, Austria is now blaming doctors for the harms, right? You know, I mentioned a Hungarian parliamentarian saying no. There are cracks across the edifice. But we're not done. They're going to double down. I'm very, very worried about the run up to the midterms, because if something dangerous and bad is going to happen as a pretext for declaring more emergency conditions, it's going to happen between now and then. And also, people don't realize that the coup has already happened, in the sense that President Biden extended emergency law in an open-ended way for the first time in April of this year. And on a state level, about 28 states, including New York State where I live, are still under state-level emergency law. So that means tomorrow this could all start up again. We could all be locked in our homes again, like the Chinese this time around. Or, you know, I was just told by an interviewer yesterday that in Australia people were hit with microwave weapons. I may have mentioned that. You know, we are not free. We don't have our republic back. So I do think, you know, there are these little cracks in the edifice. I do think people are noticing young, healthy adults dropping dead. I think they remember the before times when there wasn't such thing as SADS, and, you know, young teenagers didn't die in their sleep. So anecdotally, I think people realize something's wrong. I don't think, if they don't read my book respectfully, they will understand the systematic nature of the lie, all the way down to the granular level of, you know, these fake digital dashboards. So I hope people do read The Bodies of Others, because then they can see through these lies and know how to protect themselves and their families from lies that they're gearing up for in the near future. Their goal is, off freedom. It's that simple. They want to kill off the nation state. They want to kill off the West. And our kids are the targets, as I said.
Oh, my gosh. Brilliantly said. Absolutely. And what's interesting is the most obvious. It's almost like there's too many things that are so obvious. The fact that all the unvaccinated didn't perish when they were telling you that was what was going to happen, or when they gave out the first shot and said you would never get COVID, whatever that is, it's 98 symptoms conveniently. So it's everything. And so isn't it like so obvious? I know we only have a couple minutes left, but it's just, there are things that are so obvious. You think, do I actually have to say them? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I do, but it just depends on where you are, right? Like, I'm here in the in the Northeast, in the kind of media elite world. I mean, when I'm here in New York City, Washington, not when I'm in the woods with my family. But, you know, people thoroughly read the New York Times, which thoroughly lies to them every single day about this issue. They listen to NPR, which is thoroughly purchased by Bill and Melinda Gates' money, and then by money out of the CARES Act. So they don't know something's wrong. Whereas, you know, when I travel through red states, people are sane, they're healthy, you know, they're not lining up for injections. And they're, it's easier for people to notice. I mean, I'm not vaccinated, and COVID is over for the people I know who are not vaccinated. I mean, these are very personal decisions, but people have to be noticing that, right? They have to be noticing that it's vaccinated people who are getting sick over and over and over. What they do with that, I'm not sure, without the information that, you know, that you and I are trying to give people to put the pieces together. But you're right, it does not make sense medically. These policies don't make any sense medically, but they make sense, flip it around, if the goal is a coup, you know, through public health on a global level. And that's clearly what we're seeing. If you flip it around, all of these things add up.
Well, you've done a marvelous work here, and you are on the front lines fighting this. You're speaking out daily. You're spending your time to go through this painstaking research that they've been trying to hide. And I so appreciate everything that you're contributing, because you're on these target lists like Dr. Peter McCullough. They're making life very rough for a lot of people, yourself included. The Bodies of Others, the New Authoritarians, COVID-19, and the War Against the Human. You must get this book so that you know how to talk to your friends and family about the narrative, so you have all the details at your disposal. Naomi, thank you so much for doing this, because you really did. This was an act of love for your countrymen. I love what you've done. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. And I should end by saying, history does show if we all rise up peacefully together, they cannot win. So thank you so much, Kate, for what you and your team are doing as well.
Amen. And it is the people that are going to help us here as we all get together.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.